Hey y'all, we're gonna kick off this episode with a super simple and super easy recipe. This recipe is one that my nanny Foot used to make a lot when we were kids, and this is one that I make a lot this time of year because it's quick and easy, especially if you're in a pinch. And it's the apple dumpling. What you're gonna need is one can of crescent rolls. I prefer the fluffy because it makes them nice and fluffy, and the big ones. Also, one large Granny Smith apple, peeled and chopped. You're gonna need 3/4 cups of sugar, about 5 tablespoons of butter or margarine, and then a half a can of Sprite or 7-Up, Sierra Mist, any lemon lime soda will do. First things you're gonna do is separate the crescent dough. And then you're gonna put the apple pieces into the dough, you're gonna fold the dough and then kind of pinch the ends. Also, using a microwave-safe dish, you're gonna put the dumplings into the microwave and then cook them until they puff up, then take them out, set them aside. Then you're going to combine the sugar and the butter. This can also be done in the microwave. You're going to melt the butter and the sugar to form a glaze. And then you're going to pour both the glaze and the half a can of Sprite over the dumplings and then put them into a 300-degree oven, and then let them finish cooking so they should be puffed up, golden and brown, and the whole house should smell like apple pie. That good. And then you pull them out, and after they cool, sprinkle a little bit of cinnamon on top. Also, it's really good with vanilla ice cream, especially homemade vanilla ice cream, and then a cup of coffee. Best way to end Christmas dinner, hands down. Well, that's all we have time for this evening. Any questions or comments, like I said, call in, or if you would like to see more recipes, check out my website, www.lifeofasouthernwoman.com.